It's got to be the weather. I don't even feel like being here this morning. Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
I think it is the weather. It's fine, though. Everything's fine.
We went right from summer to winter and dreary. It's Eric, Ashley, and Philip, but sadly, no Danny.
No Danny. He's at home.
Danny is Philip's overseas boyfriend who's visiting.
He is, yeah, visiting. Like, he's not staying. he has to go back.
He is definitely going back.
Yeah, that's how you get deported.
I think I'm also a little down because you two have this emerging relationship.
Oh,
you came in together.
What do you mean? Well, not necessarily. She literally pulled it right in front of me.
Yeah.
So
you said 9. We were here at 9.
Hey,
that's all that happened.
I know. This will make me happy. You can't hear this, Ashley, but I'll turn the microphones off and then play it. Philip, do you remember when we pulled that prank on you with the clowns?
Fucking clowns. Come on, really? Again? Don't do this.
Okay,
I saw stars. I remember that distinctly.
So 2 years ago, we found that Philip was terrified of clowns.
Oh my God.
And I think we were working with Myron, who had some of the escape places around here.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
he had
yeah.
a haunted place up at like Alexis and something. he was all about this life. And we asked him to help promote his haunted house to get some clowns to come by. And I think we asked Philip to do a bit out in the parking lot.
Oh, No. Here's what happened. We're doing the show, minding our own business. It's like 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock maybe. And Eric's like, hey, after this next break, I need you to run outside the truck. Chris left something in there. And I remember this distinctly because it still like it scarred me, right? He goes, I need you to run out there and grab it. He left in the truck last night. His remote, I need it here. And I was like, okay. And I forgot what you said it was, actually. But
I think we left one of the like the access out there. And,
Yeah.
And Eric Goldberg, our engineer's like, you can't leave that shit out there.
Yeah, he got on our ass about that all the time. So when he said it, I was like, all right, I get it. Like, I know he had to do stuff in between the breaks. Like, you know, the other two weren't going
to
get up and go
this.
Do anything. So like,
yeah.
That's fine. I run out, go get it, put it where it needs to go. It takes me 2 seconds. So I'm minding my own business. First of all, these... Can I say words? I can say.
Sure.
Okay, so these dick fucks, all three of them, I hear none of them stand up. I get up out of the studio, walk down the hallway, go outside. I hear nobody get up behind me. Literally go to open up the hatchback of the old truck, and these clowns start pouring out of the fucking vehicle.
Oh.
When I tell you, like, I started seeing stars. Like, I saw narrow vision. All I could do was just back up and, like, cry. And I hear Demetrius laughing. I was so fucking mad.
We had a video of it. I think it was on live somehow, because that was the thing. Like,
we had to
get it on video, but not let him know that we were doing it.
Doing it, yeah.
And I think we got the clowns coming out and him beginning to run, but not the actual reaction.
I was going to say, did you like take off?
Yeah,
I tried to. It glitched.
So
my heart, I remember that.
Something happened within the last couple of days. Let me turn the microphones off so Ashley can hear it.
Yes. I want to hear more about that.
Yes.
But Halloween's coming up.
Yes.
Is this a true story? I want to know. I heard you're scared of clowns.
No.
I heard that.
Impossible.
Why is it impossible?
Because I'm a black man.
You can be scared.
I have so many other things to be fearful of. A clown is not going to scare me.
Really?
Yes. I'm not afraid of clowns.
But I heard that you were.
You guys see, it was from Ellen.
I did see that.
With Diddy. Sorry, the audio wasn't great. And I laughed. Like, he's right. Black people have more to be afraid of, like white people. But it was the It Clown that jumped out at him. But, like, anything, because it was in the box next to her. And I guess
She always does that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, Jay-Z could have jumped out and it would have scared the fuck out of him.
Exactly.
Because he was not ready. But it made me think of you.
You know,
are black people afraid of clowns?
I think so. Okay, so two stories.
I was petrified of clowns when I was younger as well. And like for my 16th birthday or something, my mom had like all my aunts and everyone dress up like clowns.
Yeah, see.
But
you're not black.
Me around.
Mm-mm.
So I'm just saying everyone's afraid of clowns because they're fucking creepy.
There is a movie on Netflix called Terrified, I believe. And it's about like this clown and he just like walks around like killing people, but it's so creepy how he is.
What's it called?
Terrified, I believe.
Well, I want to watch it.
Watch that. And then, okay, so I also saw something else on Instagram after I saw the Ellen P. Diddy or Diddy situation. There was like this little dude had been over like 5-6 years old, dress up as the It Clown, run around this restaurant, terrifying the fuck out of people. Majority of people in the restaurant was black. Literally, one person put up a video and said, I almost kicked this little dude. And I said, yeah, you should have.
I feel like Parker would be the perfect child to dress up like it, because she's like still tiny and she's crazy, but she's friendly with everyone. So she would just run up to people and just do, I should do that.
Oh my God,
Philip,
no.
What would you, as a black man, what would you rather get rid of, clowns or racism?
Oh, I can get rid of racism. Here's the thing. Not all clowns are evil. I just don't want you in my bubble. That's all I'm saying. Like, not all clowns are out to kill. Yeah, exactly.
Not all clowns are out to kill. It's a whole, like, smiley face that's painted over, like, whatever real creepy face they
have. It's red, too. Like, you remember Ronald McDonald? Like, they used to have, like, actors be Ronald McDonald in, like, some of the stores or whatever. I couldn't do that. We would go into McDonald's, and I'd have to wait in the car.
Do you remember McDonald's birthday cake? Because that was the shit. God, how do you never had a McDonald's birthday party?
I think I've been to them, but I don't remember them.
They were amazing.
This kind of goes nicely into clowns, because there's makeup. Mm-hmm. Ashley is a local celebrity now.
Yeah, you are.
Scrolling through Instagram, I follow the Renaissance Toledo because it's a good account. Who does social media there?
There's quite a few people. So there's one girl, Ashley Lehman, who does. All of our Ashley, restaurant. Yeah, you probably know Ashley for sure. That does like the restaurant stuff. And then a girl on the sales team does the Renaissance.
They do a good job. They do a good job of highlighting what's going on and not being fucking obnoxious like some accounts are. And I'm scrolling through. I'm like, oh, look, a Halloween party. Wait a second. That's it.
Yeah.
So they made you up and stuck you on the digital flyer?
Yeah. Me and Ashley both. Ashley's like, I need someone else to get their makeup done tomorrow. And I was like, fine, whatever. She's like, will you do it, please? And I'm like, fine. So Ashley gets like dressed up like a little baby doll. She looks all cute. She's got like some big like gray wig on. And then the girl took like 2 hours to do her makeup. And she was like, okay, we have like 40 minutes to do her. Like, you need to get her done. And she's like, do something scary. And I was like, I don't care. Whatever you want to do. Fine.
I'll get the picture into this podcast somehow. Or just go to the Renaissance Toledo's Instagram page.
Yeah, follow
were you the first one to show me? I think you were.
No. I don't think I showed you. Maybe.
It was you or Becca.
I think.
But we were drinking, so I think it was you, actually.
Yeah. I think it was the same night that he sent it to me.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's like Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I was totally surprised. I wasn't scared, but it's those kind of things where you're scrolling, and I'm like, whoa.
Double take?
Yeah. My thumb. You know, the Instagram thumb. Like, whoa. Scroll back up.
Yeah.
That's Ashley.
That chubby face girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's Ashley. I wanted to do a bigger thing, but we can end with that. But what's up with what's going on with Danny? He slept in this morning. Did you guys go out last night?
No, we didn't go out last night. So like Danny has this thing to where he's not like a social person. And I told him, because he said when he comes, he wants to like relax and blah, blah. I said, well, listen, like we have a wedding and a reception to go to. Like I know this family. They're a pretty big family. They like to have fun and party. And they're pretty like outgoing. None of them. It's 6 girls, 7 girls, and I mean, like, they're not introverts by any means. So, like, you're gonna have to, and they're gonna want to meet you. You only met 2 of them before. Like, they're gonna like talk to you and everything else. And plus, people there are gonna be interested in you because you have an accent. Like, it's just gonna be a thing. So I'm like, and then probably after that, we're gonna go out. He's like, all right, babe, we'll do that, and then that's it. So last night we went to
Luminous Nights.
Yes, at the zoo. Super cool, by the way. If you get a chance to go, do it.
Lights before Christmas.
I know. Yeah,
yeah, they really. Gauge the stadium that one.
I got a gap.
$17 $17 a pop.
So we went last night and it was really cool. He was like, it's so cold, babe. It's so cold, babe. I was like, this isn't anything. Like, you're coming for Christmas. You have no idea what's ahead of you. He thought it was freezing. There was a little bit of rain, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
So we had fun with that last night. And afterwards, I was like, you know, I kind of want to drink, but I know he doesn't want to go out. So like, I didn't say anything. We just went home. He made some food. Delish. We ate and we got done. I was like, I still want to drink. I said, hey, let's go grab a drink. And he goes, oh, no, you can go without me. No, I'm not doing that. Like, we'll chill. We watched a movie. Good to go. We woke up this morning.
What'd you watch?
We watched The Babysitter on Netflix. It's another scary movie. Are you going to explain it to you really fast?
No, it's all right.
Okay, yeah, you should watch it.
I thought you didn't like scary stuff.
No, I don't mind scary stuff. It's only fucking clowns. There's a huge difference.
Got it.
So I woke up this morning, and I started making food because he didn't get out of bed right away. And I was like, I know he's going to be hungry. Plus, we plan on going to the gym afterwards. You have to eat something before you go to the gym. Otherwise, you're going to be useless. So I started making food.
It's totally like cooked breakfast this morning. Yeah.
just in case you accidentally run into a gym.
Just in case.
So he comes out of the room and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. It's not a big deal. And he goes, do you want some, he says porridge, but oatmeal. He's like, do you want some porridge? And I'm like, no, like, and I pointed to the stove and he goes, okay. And he starts getting out stuff to make it, like his oatmeal. And I'm like, so I made enough food for both of us because we have to leave after we eat. And he's like, oh, okay. And just like kept making the food. And I was like, all right. So he's like, can you watch this while I get in the shower? And I said, sure. So I watch it and he comes back out and he like is like looking at me and he goes, so what's the plan for today? I said, podcast, gym, wedding. That's all we have to do today.
That's all. All
right. That's it. Not much for me at least. And he's like, okay. And he goes in my room and he sits on the bed and he just like sits there. So I walk in. And I'm like, hey, if you don't want to go, just let me know you don't want to go. He goes, yeah, how about you just go and pick me up when you're done? And so I'm not coming back this way to pick you up. So, ooh, like, we're just going to go from here to the wedding. And, like, it didn't so much, like, annoy me that he doesn't want to go because I kind of figured that he didn't. That's why I asked. But it just annoys me because you don't feel like you can tell me because you don't want to, like, let me down or whatever the case may be. I get it. Like, he would probably come in the room and he may talk or whatever. And I'm sure he would have fun here. But, like, this isn't, like, his thing. Like, he doesn't like the big social situation. So knowing that his voice is going to be on a microphone or that he's going to be near a microphone that God knows how many people are going to hear, he's like, ah, I don't really want to be a part of that.
You should be totally used to somebody like this after dealing with me for 6 years.
But I mean, like, I can get you to do things, and I can get him to do things too, like whether he likes or not. Like, we're gonna probably hang out at the reception until like 11 or so, and then we're gonna go out because I told him there are people in the city who would like to see you. Like, mm-hmm. that's a thing. And he goes, well, I'm not really here for them. I'm like, no, you're not. That's why we're just gonna go out once if they don't make
people
it that time.
People love me and they want to know who I love. You know,
right, that's the thing though. Yeah. And I said, we'll go out the one time. If they don't make it, I'll let them know. Then it is what it is, and we don't even have to stay out late. And he goes, okay.
That's a long day though.
It is a long day.
For an introvert?
It is.
So the wedding's at 2?
The wedding's at 2. So
you need to let that boy take a nap sometime around dinner time.
It's all up to him. I'm like, you can take a nap. Like, the church is around the corner from the house. We can walk back to my house. We can change clothes. You can, like, be in a quiet place for a bit. Like, I get it. Recharge your batteries. Yeah. But at the same time, like, the wedding is why you came. And also to hang out with me. And you know my schedule and my life. So at the end of the day, like,
you don't know my life.
And I told him, like, on Sunday, like, you don't have to, but I have to teach the girls St. Ursula on Sunday. And, like, my creative team were there. Like, they like him. And he goes, well, maybe I'll come there. And there's other friends that he wants to see while he's here. And I'm like, well, you leave on Tuesday. Like, we leave Tuesday morning to take you back to Chicago so you can get on your plane to go home. So at the end of the day, like, we're not going to be able to do all of this stuff. But, yeah. You know, at the same time, like, and I told him, I was like, I love Eric and I love Ashley, but knowing that you didn't want to go, because I asked him when you called me last night, we were walking into Kroger, I was like, do you want to go? And he goes, yeah, I would love to go. I'm like, cool, we'll be there. We talked about this. But I'm like, if you would have told me you didn't want to, like, I get limited time with you. We could have slept in. We could have ate breakfast together. We could have woken up. We could have got ready for the wedding together, because there's things that he wants me to do to, like, his face and stuff to get him ready. Personal stuff. But nonetheless, whoa, like, not sexual personal stuff.
I know. I still want to go back to that, though. Yeah, let's just stay there. What does he need you to do to his face?
It's just, I mean, it's like manscaping. Like, he just wants me to, like trim him up. That's it. Like, eyebrows, like, his facial hair. Like, if he just has any, like, just, he just wants, like, because he doesn't, he...
So when facial in the proper sense.
Yeah. Remove it's face. In the proper sense. Yes. Like, he just, it... I don't really know how to describe it. So when, like, we were in London, like, his eyebrows were just doing, like, everything. Like, they were long. They, like, scraggly whiskers. They were, like, kind of connecting. And I was like, sweetie, let's fix this. So I did. And, like, he was, like, he, for some reason, he was just super pleased with it. But I didn't do much. Like, he's a pretty man. Like, I can show you pictures right now. But, like, he liked it. And he goes, can you do it again? And I was like, yeah, you know, it takes me, like, maybe 10, 15 to, like, do his. Like, I also need to shave and trim my face up, and I need to, like, shower. I need to take my hair out of these braids. Like, there are things I need to do. So I got to get, like, 45 minutes alone to get married. Oh, my God. To get together after the shower. So it's like, yeah, we can do all these things, but I'm like, I'm not about to rush. And we're walking to this church. I refuse to drive 3 blocks up the road.
So should I feel bad that I took you away from him for the
no,
morning?
No, not at all. Because okay. Like I said, like, if he would have been honest
and
with me.
And you could have said, like, no, I'm not coming.
Right, yeah. And I have no problem telling you that. Like, yeah. We've had this discussion. But he could have told me, hey, like, I don't want to do that. And I'd be like, okay, well, I'm not going to go. And then we could have just hung out this morning. Because that was, like, our initial plan was to try to spend as much time together. Because I won't see him at all in November. So there's also that.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I'm here now. I'm holding my obligations down, and he just knows better next time. Speak your mind, speak your truth, and we can get along a lot better.
He'll be okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
If he's anything like me, while you want to spend as much time with somebody as you can, it's nice for him to, like, just be alone for a minute.
Oh, yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
He needs a little people break.
Right. Which is fine. I get that.
Yeah. Keep myself back here solo.
My roommate and her boyfriend are there, though. And that was an awkward introduction last night, too, to tell you the most.
Why?
Because
back on this stuff.
Listen, my roommate's boyfriend is kind of weird. I told you about him. Like, he's just kind of awkward, and that's fine. Like, I dig awkward. I love awkward. I'm okay with that. But, like, she'll get up to go to school because she's a teacher in the morning, and he'll be there. Sometimes, like, I don't have to work, whatever the case may be. Like, he'll wake up, do things he has to do, never say two fucking words to me. It's fine with me. I'm cool. I get that you're a little bit awkward. You may not know how to, like, deal with this, but the more you talk to me, the better off it can be. And, like, I think he tried one morning, but again, like, he just spouts out things that I don't comprehend or I don't understand. Fuck it. Call me stupid if you want to, but I'm not. I just know that, like, I'm not interested in what you're saying. So, like, we tried. Didn't work out. So last night, he comes into the kitchen, and Megan goes, you know, hey, Danny, this is Michael, this is Danny. And they, like, start talking. And I'm on, like, Netflix, like, looking for a show to watch because Danny's cooking. I'm hungry. I'm, like, halfway tired. And I'm just like, whatever, like, they can talk. Not too much into it. I really didn't hear anything they were talking about. And I turned around because they said something about me. And, like, I got into the conversation. And then all of a sudden, like, I was the center of the conversation. And, like, I didn't do anything wrong, but, like, I was making jokes the other night about this cat and blah, 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 blah. So, like, it turned into Philip being a bad guy and, like, all this stuff. And I'm sitting there, like, how did this conversation that has nothing to do with me, right, turn into all of this? So it was an awkward conversation. So I basically ended it with, okay, you guys are going to go eat up front. We're going to eat back here. Bye. Like, I was just, like, basically over it. And I talked to Danny afterwards. He goes, I don't know what happened there. Like, that got awkward really fast. I was like, yep, that's just how that always happens.
Have I met this Megan person before?
You've met Megan before. She's our stage manager for You'll Do Better in Drag. The short one, dark hair. We go over this every year.
Okay.
Yeah, you still don't remember, do you?
Like, no, I don't. Not at all.
Yeah.
Gay people, black people, white people, they all look the same to me.
Usually. That's it. I mean, hey, there's the thing. She told me that I was also rude because I ignored him. And I said I didn't ignore him. First of all, he sits in our freaking house. I'm trying to be good at this. You see how I said freaking? He sits in our house and, like, he doesn't say anything to me. And also, when he came into the kitchen, I'm sitting, like, there. Danny's here. The door is there. You have to walk past me to get to him. Like, he didn't say anything to me. And again, like, I take no offense to it. I'm good with it. But, like, at the same time, don't call me out for not saying shit to him when he doesn't say shit to me. Like, it's perfectly fine. We can not say shit to each other and still be cool. When I see him at the bar, I say, hi, Michael. He says, hi, Philip. And we conversate for a bit and we move on. Like, yeah. I don't have to be his best friend.
You've been so feisty the last couple of podcasts. Ashley, remember the last time there was somebody that you didn't like and you were driving a nail into them? I forget who that was.
Oh, that was the birthday dinner.
Yeah.
Oh.
Birthday dinner. Yeah.
You were just coming in here with beef.
Coming in
after
hot.
Beef.
Oh.
Did you guys, Ashley, this is totally your story. Did you guys hear the 50 Cent thing yesterday with Ja Rule?
No.
All right, so apparently Ashanti is still alive.
Yes.
And there was a story earlier this week that she had to cancel the show because, like, only, like, a small amount of tickets were sold.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was 25 or 100, but she shouldn't have canceled the show. She should have, well, canceled it, but go meet these people. So I think it was, I don't know if it was 50 Cent's Instagram or Ja Rule's. It was probably Ja Rule's promoting a concert. 50 Cent left some comments on this page saying that he bought 200 tickets to the show in the first couple of rows so that no one would be in those seats. And I don't like petty stuff, and I'm not necessarily one for...
To Ja Rule show or to Ashanti?
Yeah.
To Ja Rule.
Okay. But
that's
like,
hilarious.
My point was being like, like, I always link Ja Rule and Ashanti, and they should probably just do this together to get a couple of hundred people in one room.
Agreed. Did I ever tell you my I met Ja Rule story?
No, you did not.
Okay.
Wait, so let me finish.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't like petty stuff. It's childish. It's immature. Yeah. Revenge will take care of itself. But the fact that 50 keeps needling him all these years later is funny to me.
It is funny.
I mean, 50 Cent is a petty person. If you let him get to you, like, he will continuously, like, poke at you. Social media is his number one thing. If he finds a way in, a little crack in the door, he's in there.
But Ja Rule, like, that horse is dead.
Ish, yeah.
It's dead.
For him, it's not, because it's fun.
I know, but, like, move on. And Maybe he just did it to get some love on Instagram, but it was kind of funny. You met Ja Rule?
Yes. So
it's like Rodney met 50 Cent.
Oh my God, it's so funny. I met 50 Cent too. But Ja Rule's story is way
She's
better.
She's on the east side. Of course she did.
Shush, and, none of them were even in Ohio.
MGK, she was MGK's biggest fan before Rodney.
I didn't even know who MGK was until like a random person posted a picture. And I was like, is that Eminem with long hair? No, it's not. So I was in San Francisco while I was like doing my nanny gig like years ago, like 11 years ago at this point probably. And I flew to LA to meet a friend to go to the Pistons Lakers game. I was waiting at the airport and I'm like, at this point I'd lived like around DC for like a year and a half maybe. So like I'm cool with like getting a cab and doing that shit. Like I wasn't straight out of Ohio, like what do I do? So I'm sitting there waiting for a cab and I'm just like in line and this guy's like, Hey girl, where are you going? I'm like, just getting a cab. No, girl, where are you going? What hotel are you going to? Ooh. I was like, not one with you. And I'm just standing there. He comes over. He's like, no. Come meet my cousin real quick. He's like, we'll take you there. We'll give you a ride. I was like, no, seriously? Like, I'm fucking good. Yes. Like, I don't. There's like a crowd of like people. Just like all these people. People are taking photos. He's like, no, girl, come on.
Human trafficking 101.
Yeah.
Don't
and
do
I'm
it.
Like, what? And so I walk over. He's like, Ja Rule's my cousin. Ja Rule's my cousin. And I'm like, what? So I walk over and sure as shit, it's like 5 foot nothing, mm-hmm. Ja Rule with like these little like, baby hey, sunglasses on.
He looks like Splinter from the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. He looks like something. I don't know what it was. And he's like, hey. He's like, yeah, we'll take you. You get on our bus. I was like, yeah, no thanks. I'm good.
What up, baby? What up, my baby? Yeah, you should have started singing and walking away.
It's murder.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. So I like scurried quickly. I'm like, they're going to abduct me and I'm going to be some rap whore.
Yes.
In like
10 minutes.
I mean, maybe in 2002 it would have been in my dream, but in 2007 right. I was much past that.
Not so right. much, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a poorly viewed rap video on like the early days of YouTube. Yeah.
That was always my dream to be like a hip hop dancer. I was like, I'm going to do it.
What that's dashed nice. That dream?
Yeah, it's an interesting dream.
Knee surgery when I was my senior year. I was like, well, there that goes.
What do you have to get ready for Halloween for Tucker and Parker?
Is that tonight?
No.
When is
it's
it?
Wednesday.
Oh, right? they're still doing it on the weekday?
Yeah, I think
he's got school on Thursday.
That's why it's from like 6 to 7 or something.
Jody asked me to come over and help out hand out candy on Wednesday night over in her neighborhood by the zoo. And I said, I have a podcast.
Who's Jody?
Our friend Jody. Oh. We used to work with Jody. Yeah. Sorry.
I was like, is this a new person?
No. Jody's a good old friend of ours. Yeah. She has a house over. Yeah, her backyard is actually on the trail.
Nice.
Her backyard with a fence and everything. So she asked me to come over and help her hand out candy. I'm like, sure. I was like, I have a podcast and I'll get over as soon as I can. She said, what time do we think you'll be over? I said, maybe the latest 7:30. She's like, well, hurry. Trick or treat is 6 to 8. I said, no. Trick or treat is till the last kid comes to your house.
Yeah, this is true.
Fuck this 8 o'clock
shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, nowadays with kids, though, it's a thing. Like, they stick to the time because, okay, here's the most annoying fucking thing about Halloween. I will tell you till, like, when the day that I started handing out candy that I realized that it was more of an issue than what I thought it was. Parents who, A, decide, I'm going to drive through the fucking neighborhoods, let my kids out, run up to your door, and then watch them run 3 houses to pick them up and drive them even further. Number one, you're likely putting the other kids at danger because you're driving on a busy road, most likely, especially in
not
some of the neighborhoods.
Attention.
Right. Not paying attention at all, and it's dark outside. Number two, you lazy fuck, get out of the car and walk with your kids, especially if it's raining or something. And number two, you understand that your child is running up to strangers' houses.
Yeah.
So you're just going to let that happen. I will give you, because this also used to bother me, I will give you being on the sidewalk and watching them run up to the house.
Sure.
That's fine. You don't have to walk up with them. That's You can see them. You can know which little urchin is yours. It's perfectly fucking fine. But at the same time, if you are that parent who gets in the car and drives, hire a babysitter to take all the kids out and you guys have a party. Like, figure something else out, because to me, that is just lazy and disrespectful to kids. I'm just going to say that. Not many times going to say anything's disrespectful to kids, but that's disrespectful to children.
Come in here and rant now. You're an angry old man.
I don't know what's happening with my life. I'm so
what
sorry.
What happened to that book you were reading? Remember that book that was like,
oh, you were gonna
find my center attached. Or something? Let me read people.
Yeah.
Used to be
I
so
have.
Chill. Now that you're in management, you're like, fuck the world. I hate everybody.
I am chill still. It's just like these are. You know what I think it is? I'm used to having like Demetrius next to me, and he does it for me, and I just have to agree. When in retro, like I am. Oh my God, am I growing into Demetrius?
Yeah. Yeah, this is what happens, man.
You're getting older.
You would never
man body, man thoughts.
You would never complain about this. Like of all the things I want to complain about, parents driving their kids to trick or treat is not one of them.
It's just because I guess
Kevin takes them in a wagon.
That's fine.
With my dad in a beer.
Yeah. See, I encourage that. I also encourage parents who hand out alcohol to other parents.
I think Agreed. D used to. I think when we've talked about this before, he said he would drink when he would take Colin and
that's
Connor.
What, you get a thermos, and you fill it with water, aka
whiskey,
exactly. And you go for a stroll. Number one, you're not driving. Yeah. If you are driving and doing it, then you're more of an ass than I thought. But you're walking around and you're perfectly coherent. It's your neighborhood. Like I said, I was in a mommy a few years ago with my best friend. He passed away when we were younger. I still hang out with his family every now and then. They have three kids. I go to their house and like we'll hang out for a bit, and then the kids be like, "Let's go." And now the oldest one is like a sophomore in high school, so she kind of like takes the reins. But the parents around there, you'll walk up and they'll give you a little airplane bottle, or they'll like give you a shot, or they say, "Do you need a beer?" or whatever the case may be, and you walk around the neighborhood, literally hundreds of fucking kids. So many kids running around. I think that's where that annoyance came from, actually.
Yeah.
I'm glad that there are that many kids out trick-or-treating these days.
It's a very close neighborhood.
And Tucker kind of is into it for like maybe an hour tops at most.
And
like
they
make it around the block and he's like, "I'm ready to go home now." And Kevin's like, "Cool, I need another beer." So
yeah.
Perfect.
Kid, don't you get it? Like this is the one night where you can grab as much candy as you want. You're tired.
He's fine with that. Like I said, I'll take him to the dollar store and I'll be like, "Grab what you want right now." Right. Fine. Yeah. $5. Here you go.
Done.
Run wild. Kid. What
I forget. Did we leave it at Ninja?
Yeah, still Ninja. Ninja.
He like has Ninja captain. Turtle?
No, like Ninja.
Straight Ninja, like in the shadows Ninja.
In the shadows Ninja.
Outstanding.
It's black and silver.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Does he have the face mask?
So we have the face mask.
Mm-hmm.
Did I already air my complaint about the face mask? Because I don't want to
say
it again.
No, but I'm here.
So it's like the Ninja face mask, and it has this like silver, it's like in the shape of sunglasses that goes over his eyes. He puts it on and he says, "I can't see out of it." I'm like, "What?" So I put it on. Like you think it'd be like a plastic with like a silver sheen on it. Legit can't see out of it.
What?
So I had to take it off and like I'd basically unsew the mask because he can't even see out of it. And he wears glasses, but like he legit can't see because like it was just a piece of paper.
So is he upset that he can't wear part of his costume?
No, because he's like, "I don't give a shit. Look at me. I'm still a fucking ninja.
I'm
like,
still ninja."
You wanna go? He already broke one of his. He had like those like where the backpack with the dual swords.
Yeah.
Already broke one of those. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, "I told you. We weren't playing with this till freaking today."
That was like the best part about having those costumes as a kid were like the accessories, like having the swords or like the laser guns.
Well, he wants
helmets
to wear it like every day.
Yeah,
he's worn it once. We went to like the Mummy and Sundance.
Mm-hmm.
He wore it once and it's already like ripping.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I think this might be like the first or second costume I've bought. Every other one I've made like myself.
They're expensive too.
Wow. It's like $30 for a piece of shit that he can't see out of. I'm like, how did this even happen?
You remember, I think I bring this up every year. Remember when we were kids, those those vinyl costumes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe more
like
kids
did. This, made out of like this material a little bit.
Worse.
Feel that. Yeah. This is what mine was made out of.
It was like garbage bag. Yeah. Like whatever the outfit was, like garbage bag. Yeah. And it was like a plastic face thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, forget about not being, you couldn't see, you could barely breathe, and if you caught fire, you would incinerate yourself.
What was
in
your
seconds.
Favorite Halloween costume that you ever wore?
I'll give you mine. I've told this story before.
Yeah.
91, 92. It's so funny, too. You stopped watching the CW superhero shows, right?
I did.
So, for the crossover episode that's coming up, John Wesley Shipp, who is in the show but played the Flash back in the 90s, is wearing his original costume.
Oh, that's cool.
From the Flash TV
like
show.
Like the helmet and stuff, right?
No, not that. No? Google this guy and the 90s Flash TV show. With puffy muscles, he's wearing that costume. So I made my own version of that. I put little wings on the ears of a red ski mask. I got red sweatpants. I drew the logo and everything. I colored masking tape red, taped up my shoes. It was hideous looking. It was awful. You would have thought a blind person did this. But you know what? I'm proud that I did it.
That's awesome.
You know, I don't, now that I think about it, I think one of my favorite costumes was a cowboy. I know how gay that sounds now that I say it out loud, because I remember having like the holsters for the guns and the hat. And
you're like, the only thing I need is some assless chaps, and I'd be
good. Think I did have chaps that my mom put jeans under. I'm pretty sure that was a thing, and I rocked that costume at least 4 or 5 times that year. I think that was my favorite.
I'm envisioning Lawrence Fishburne from Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Probably. That's actually hilarious. Not too far off. I feel like it was a Woody costume, to be honest with you, because I don't remember. Just like a plastic hat.
Oh, like Woody, like Toy Story.
Yeah, I think it was that. It could have been. But nonetheless, I'm pretty sure it was expensive because it wasn't handmade.
I wanted to ask you guys, and actually your story will be a lot shorter, but I'm just curious from your perspective. Somebody was talking to me about this the other day. They were asking like how I got into radio and something. I don't know if I've ever shared that story, but Philip, you've told me once or twice, but share it again. How did you get into all this?
Yeah, so I want to say I've known you for 6 years.
Yep, 2013.
So it would have been 2011 that I happened over to said studio to do an internship. My boyfriend at the time was doing massage therapy school in Ann Arbor. We used to always listen to the show in the morning on the way up to take him there. And then I'd come back and listen to it on my way into work, like all this stuff. And one day they were like calling for interns. And I didn't necessarily want to do it because we had shared a car, and like taking him up and coming back, like it just seemed like it would have been more of a hassle than anything else. And he goes, no, you really should do it. I think it's a good time. Like, I'm going to be on break soon, and I think you could at least start and see if you like it. Yeah. Cool. Sure. Go in. I did it like the first 2 times, and I was like, you know what? That was fun. Like, I don't mind doing it. And I think that at the end of it, there were like 6 or 7 of us. 2 of us ended up staying, Rodney being the other one. I would say probably 2 months after our internship, quote unquote, ended, they told me that I need to apply, and I applied, and I started with like doing production stuff, and then I ended up producing the show, and then I ended up being on the show. So that all happened in the span of 2 years.
Because you heard them asking over the radio for interns.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I know, and look at me now. I can talk pretty.
Look at you.
Sometime.
What's your story, Ashley? And I know I'm part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically the only reason. So I was at the store, and you would come in
because
you
were my Bumble, customer. Your store.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we just got to know each other, and I was super sarcastic, and I'm pretty sure like within like the first like 2 times I met Eric, I dropped like the F-bomb like 19 times.
Mm-hmm.
Friend or fuck?
Fuck.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I told you, like, you reminded me of like a person back home in Philly.
He was like, you remind me of a Philly person. And I was like, thank you. Maybe. I think. Yeah, I don't know. Like, sure. Yeah. I was like, I'm cool with the East Coast. Like, totally. And so then I think I just came on a few times like when people were gone. And then once Sarah actually left, you were like, hey, come try this, whatever. And then there was like issues with the whole Bumble thing versus Anderson's or whatever, and yada yada.
It was so funny.
And then the other girl was there.
The other girl was there.
For like 2 weeks. And then
Brittany.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you guys just didn't do anything. And so then I would just fill in. Like if someone was missing, I'd be the funny, sarcastic mother.
I remember when he started bringing in this fucking olive oil, and he would rant and rave and talk about it, and he would talk about you, and literally for the life, Sarah and I was like, you're being scammed. Like, I don't know what witchy powers this woman has
scammed
over you, but you came in with like bottles of olive oil, and we knew it wasn't cheap. We're just like, she's gonna take all your savings, but you know what? You get into it. If you like it, I love it. You saw how we can cook with like this chipotle olive oil and like this honey mustard something or another, and we're just like, okay. Like, can you bring us in like chicken? And we're just like, okay, thank you. But yeah, and then,
hey,
then you showed up, and we knew you were a real person at least. So there was that.
Hey, fuck you.
She is a real person.
And then I would say to Demetrius or whoever you guys would be like, you know, Bumble, Ashley's coming in. And I know he would immediately think, why are you meeting girls on the internet? I'm like, no, Bumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me give you my story quickly. I had gone away. I'd graduated high school and gone away to Towson University in Baltimore. And on my America Online profile page, I had my favorite radio stations.
America Online, like AOL.
AOL.
Okay.
Yep. And I had my favorite radio stations, one which was back home in Philadelphia. And one day, a DJ that worked there, I guess when you could search profiles, you know, messaged me and said, hey, thanks for listening to the show. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, no problem. I don't live there anymore. But then I moved back home because I didn't like being away. And I messaged him. I was like, hey, this is what I'd like to do. And then I became, like you, Philip, like an intern. No paperwork, none of that. Nope. I just started showing up.
Yep.
People liked me. Yep. And then this was in February of 98. And by the summertime, I was there every day. I got hired. I think I made more then than I do now. and I got ingratiated with the radio station. The fall semester, fall or winter, whatever you call it, fall semester of 98, so like September, October of 98, around October, I stopped going to class every day. I'll never forget it. One day I parked my car where I park it every day for Temple University, and mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm just going to go to the radio station. And I stopped going to class. Didn't go to class at all for the rest of the semester.
I didn't do that.
It was December. My
totally how I stopped going to school too. I parked and I was like, nope.
Yep. I'm getting ready to head out the door. It's sometime in December, third, fourth week or whatever before Christmas. My dad says, hey, you know, I think you got your grades or whatever they call your grades for college. And I hung my head and I said, Dad, I haven't been to class since about October. And I think he kind of knew, mm-hmm. and because he didn't hesitate, and he said, you have 6 months to get something to work in radio. If not, back to school.
Yeah.
And then in June of 99, I wound up out in Detroit. And I think he was disappointed that I wasn't going to finish school, but I think he's happy. And I think all these years later, he might look back as I got deeper into it, just like, whew, thank God I don't have to keep paying for that degree. Yeah. That was going to be a useless piece of paper.
Where saved me a ton of money.
He wound up where he wanted to be anyway.
I mean, it's super... Well, okay, I didn't, like, leave school or anything for this. Like, I left school a long time before, but I was definitely still working full-time when I got there. And it's super funny because, honestly, I know a few people who are in radio, whether it's, like, local or not, and only... I can think of only three I know for sure who went to school to do this and are actually doing it. Like, everybody else just happened upon it or something happened, and they were like, I dig this. Like, I like this. And, like, I tell people all the time, the only reason that, like, I felt comfortable in that room and doing that, because I was not this person 7 years ago at all, was because the people who were in that room, and I was able to block out the fact that this microphone meant that God knows how many people were listening, and I could get rid of that because I felt comfortable with the people in that room. So, yeah.
But it was in you to do this.
To some degree, yeah.
Somebody just had to I mean, look at what you do. You perform, you do theater, all this stuff. Like, it was in you, and something just unlocked it. That's like the same thing with me when I was getting going. We did this on a podcast a couple of weeks ago with Stick.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah, Stick? I love Stick.
Got fired, and we did this podcast, and we talked about the guy that helped.
Stick got fired too?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Can he just move down here? Can we just like all like do something? I love Stick. God. And his girlfriend or wife now, whatever.
Tiffany?
She's hot. She's hot. She's super hot.
Yeah, he got let go. We came down, we did a podcast. I helped him put together an air check, and we talked about Tic Tac, who kind of unlocked the personality in us, or else we just would have been like boring radio people and probably wouldn't have gotten to where we are. So it's in you. Just someone has to unlock it. And that's not something they teach you at radio school. Or I don't even think there are traditional broadcast degrees anymore. They're probably like media arts.
They are. I mean, like even the program, because like Floyd, he went to the program, like it's a media arts program. Like he had to literally like specify his time around being like on air and like building that. And I mean, like, great, he's awesome, like, he's built for it, like, his voice is awesome, but at the same time...
Create your voice.
You're on
stage is a different person.
This
I need
true.
That.
Yeah,
I
your
remember
psyche
the first
as well.
Time, like, being on and being like, holy shit, like, hey, I don't know when to talk.
Yeah.
And the first time I was on, I remember Megan was like super like, like, I'm the bitch on the show. I'm not too sure about that. And I totally got that vibe. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, this is weird. And so I felt weird. And then the more I started talking, then I started doing like more public speaking for the store, like classes of like 150 at like the library. And then I was like, I don't even care anymore.
Right.
Nah.
Like, fuck this. I got this.
It is like,
I love that you said AOL though, because I think I met some of my favorite boyfriends on AOL, like growing up.
Stop it. Number one. There's this whole thing thing that comes along with, people say, you know, getting like your degree and sitting in the classroom and everything is great. Like it is, it's awesome and it's great. But there's absolutely no way in hell the things that I learned being on the air with everybody, like learning, even from people who I don't like that were in that building, like learning from them and everything else. Like there's no way I was going to learn that stuff in a classroom and be able to move as quickly as I did to get those things done. So it fell in my lap and it was great.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't go through with that because my college experience was moving out to Detroit, being on my own, making friends, you know, learning the ins and outs of radio back then. It's just a different kind of education. I'm glad that kids these days have alternative routes to go to, like even in high school with places like Penta. So you don't have to waste your money in college.
Yeah,
I swear I hope my kids don't want to go to college. Yeah. Like for the specific reason that I'm like... It well, truly, okay, wait, like, wait, Kevin wait, nor wait, wait. I, wait, wait, is that wait, bad wait. To say?
Yeah, let's not do that.
No, like,
I'm
no,
really, I'm serious, like,
I mean, here's the thing.
The jobs that are going to be gone in 15 years do not, like, but being a mechanic or being a plumber, like, they're going to make more money doing that than...
Great, but here's the deal. If you want to be a mechanic or a plumber, there are also some business skills that need to come into effect because you don't always want to work for somebody else, most likely. You may want to do shit differently or have different ways of doing things. Sure. So also, like, there's some class you can take. You don't need to go for 4 years to do that, though, either.
You
so.
Can learn that type of stuff as an apprentice in some way.
Absolutely.
And there are some business classes you can take rather than doing the whole four-year thing.
Great.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I don't need you to go to Yale.
Yeah, absolutely. To go, like,
please pretend, don't, in fact.
Like, yes, like, to pretend to be an engineer to find out that you want to...
Backpack through Europe for the rest of your life and ride a yak and meditate in mountains. Like, that's not cute.
Right. Yeah. Like, do whatever you want to do. If it's 4 years of college, fine. However, I really fucking hope it's not.
Yeah.
A, I don't want to pay for it.
Right.
B, I don't want you to be poor. And I don't want you to waste all that time living.
I learned
so much because I didn't go to college.
I will tell you too, Ashley, I hope that by the time your kids get to college, to some degree, it will be free or it will be something that will be affordable
and less
you won't
of a racket.
Taken advantage of. Yeah.
Yeah.
I pray that by that time that is the case because
same.
This shit show that's happening right now.
Yeah. I got 13 years.
Yeah.
13 years. So, counting it down.
Part of this discussion was from my Facebook page the other day when I posted. I went out to Otsego to do some talking to the kids there, and one girl was like, "You should go get a degree, or why don't you become a social worker?" And
I did see that.
I was like, "Well, let me give you a couple of reasons.
Yeah.
One, I have no degree, and I don't want to go back to school. Not at this age. There was a time in my late 20s I thought about I should be a psychologist, but then." Radio started to do really well for me, and I left it in the rearview mirror. But going back to school, forget about whatever age, but the time, the length, the cost, the debt, and doing any of that. And I said to the lady, I was like, look, I am more than happy to share my experiences and get people to come to you. Look at me as a free marketing tool for what you do. And the other part of it is I've come across a lot of like social workers and lower level clinicians like that. And it's a tough job. And you've got to deal with a bureaucratic mess and a lot of rigid guidelines.
Yeah.
Like I applaud those people for doing that because they're doing yeoman's work. And it's not very lucrative either.
No.
And it's...
And sometimes the decision that they know is right isn't the decision they get to make.
Right. And you're doing it for what, like $43,000 a year and an excessive amount of hours? Like, no.
Do you know that I've realized, like, so my friends who are we'll stick with the teachers. So my friends who are teachers, some work in, you know, charter schools or some work at TPS. Regardless, like, they argue back and forth about, like, who makes more, charter teachers do, public school teachers do. Like, that doesn't matter. I make more than they do, and I just don't understand how that's a thing. I think I've talked about this with you before, but, like, that blows my freaking mind. Like, my one friend who's a teacher, she's been at her school for, I want to say, 15, 16 years, so obviously, like, she makes more than I do, but, like, the shit that she has to go through, it's still, like, it's not worth it. It's not enough. I'm like, you spent time in school, you went and got a master's, and now you're dealing with a bunch of, like, elementary school kids, and there's more than what you can handle, and nobody seems to care to want to freaking help you, and they just keep sending you more and more and more. Like, it's not fun.
Something happened with, I think, us. We might have been, like, the last generation where teachers were like all old kind of gray beards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the generation like right bef- right after us got all these teachers who
they were younger.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
a lot like in what we all
Our
know
age
now.
Went to school for teaching.
Right.
Like that's what I was going to school for teaching. And then I was like, wait, I'm sorry. I can make what? Being a nanny?
Yeah, right. Like,
why would you keep paying these people who were with all the tenure and all the money when you can get somebody to do it for a third of the cost? And
that can
only
also
like,
probably take down a 16-year-old.
Listen,
that happens.
I don't, Ashley, maybe you can speak to this point, yeah. Share your perspective on it. There's someone that we know who has opened my eyes to, at least in this person's opinion, with teachers these days, apparently, and I don't mean to knock anybody, but I don't want to tell who my source is here, and mm-hmm. I have to do more research on it. But this person told me that most people who become teachers, they go that route because it's a pretty easy degree to get, I guess, and they can't do some of the more advanced things. Like, I guess it's fairly easy to matriculate through a university to get a teaching degree.
Oh, I mean, probably agree with that.
I suppose that is the case. Like, I mean, if you have your mindset on something, well... I mean, there are people who want to be teachers, but there are some who, like, kind of, they
like,
just
I can't be an engineer.
Yeah.
I can't be an
engineer.
If you
have a bachelor's, you can be a teacher.
Yeah. Like, I can't do, you know, this.
But I can teach math or something, or I can go in and teach science. Like, you know, I get that. Like, that's fine. That's great. You know, do your thing. But, like...
I can't calculate the depth that this concrete should be on this state highway. However, I can
times you
three
a,
plus, you know,
and
three
I guess
times
it,
six.
It goes back to that really old, that old saying, like, those who can't do teach.
I know, that's what sure. I was going to say.
And they do it for $34,000.
Yeah, and that's like, that's a huge thing when it comes down to, like, entertainment, because people, they concede, like, they give up and they fail, whatever you want to call it, and then they fall back on, well, you know, I had a touring run with this many shows, so now I'm going to go to this performing arts school and be the badass dance teacher. When in reality, it's like, you gave up, and you're going to do nothing, most likely, but crush these other kids. You're going to tell them that it's so hard, it's this and it's that, and they're not going to make it, and may that be the reality? Maybe, but they don't have to give up like you did. I'm sorry.
Well, some people give up. Other people, other people realize, like, this is just not the route I want to go.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons why somebody stops doing something.
And I also find with teachers, like, now with Tucker being in school, like, I find it difficult, and I feel like, why am I asking too many questions? Because I feel like they're so used to maybe people not caring.
Right.
And, like, now, like, both parents are working, and there's not, like, a mom that's coming in every day.
Mm-hmm.
Or a dad or something that's like, oh, what's going on? What's doing this? You know, whatever's happening. So, like, certain things are coming home, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. And so, like, I send an email. Like, what are we?
How old are his teachers?
She's probably in her mid-30s. Mid-30s? Maybe heading 40s.
So
she might be 40s.
It's something, like, one thing they don't teach you. There are a lot of, like, I see it on Facebook. There are a lot of, like, mid-20-something teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
she's older. I just wonder, like, if they're so used to people maybe not caring as much.
Like the parents perhaps, not caring.
Yeah, like, yeah. Parents not caring. And, I mean, and Tucker goes to a private school. I can imagine it's probably worse in public schools, maybe. I don't know. But that, like, it's almost like, when I ask a question, like, they seem kind of a taken back. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, wow, yes, absolutely, we can explain this to you. And I'll get, like, a 2-page email.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? But why did I know this beforehand? Like, Tucker's going through, like, reading intervention. And I'm like, at what
What's
point?
What's that? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, at what? Like, what should I be doing at home?
Right.
Like, what do we need to do to... And it was kind of like, oh, well, actually, it's not a big deal. We didn't really think he needed it. But based off his scores, he's being put into it. And I'm like, what? What's happening?
Are we wasting his time? Like,
yeah.
let's get deeper
into
this.
We'll reevaluate, and, you know, and that's, I'm like, okay, like, that's what I needed to know.
Like, the whole education thing is a massive Pandora's box. Like, mm-hmm. when I was at the school the other day, they brought me in, they wanted me to do a talk because they have a lot of kids dealing with anxiety issues, like panic attack type issues. And I always, when we do this, I like to ask, like, why is this happening? Is it something at home? And this is not empirical or scientific by any means, but look back, and maybe it's the public schools where you've got 24, 25, 26-year-olds. Well, you might have the degree to be an excellent teacher. You might not have, actually, there's a real good chance you don't have the life experience to walk a child or a teen through certain situations. Like, I'm doing a talk in a couple of weeks for EPIC. It's their leadership conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the things that... One of the things that I want to share, which isn't even part of the talk, but, like, how I had to learn when I was in my early 20s, and I was sending out, like, resumes and air checks all over the country to try to get my first full-time job. While I was doing a really good job in Detroit, I'm like, why my bosses were happy with what I'm doing. Why doesn't anybody else want to hire me? Mm-hmm. It's not because I wasn't good. I just didn't understand the connections and the diplomacy needed. So I wound up getting my first job because of someone that I knew. Mm-hmm. And I might not even been qualified for it. Like, yeah. You don't get taught that stuff in school. So the experience is so important. And when you have people who might not have the experience teaching other people, I see why we have anxiety issues.
That is a very true statement, actually.
What have you, like, you have been a totally different person. That's why I was in full support of you going, go to Apple, go. But you're a totally different person from what you were 3 years ago because of how they've been able to shape you.
Yeah, it all, honestly, like, you're right. Like, it all comes down to experiences and, like, how you deal with them as a person and kind of how you're taught to deal with them. And, yeah, like, you're right, like, 100%. Because things that used to, like, set me off to, like, catch a case do not anymore by any means. And I'm a lot more patient with things. But I also am a lot more vocal in how I feel. I am working on other things currently in my life. But at the same time, like, I dig that. And there are some teachers, me included, I would say. Because, like, when I go to these students, I go to the St. Ursula, and I'm the only, like, male figure that most of the guys who come to the school, because we don't, it's an all-girls school, like, they kind of have. And sometimes they say stuff or they do stuff and it's completely inappropriate. I'm just like, listen, understand something. You're in a school that's Catholic, number one, but number two, full of girls. So when you do or say certain things, like, it's perceived a certain way. So, like, you know, watch what you're doing. And I have to have conversations with them all the time. And even, like, them wrestling on each other or touching each other or stuff like that, I'm like, I get it. Like, you're friends with him. But, like, when you go and you cup Johnny's ball, in front of Sarah and Ashley, that's going to be a whole different type of conversation that nobody wants or needs to have. So, like, watch yourself, you know? So it's things like that.
Self-awareness. Yeah, definitely, absolutely. It takes time to, like, learn that completely.
But it's an awkward conversation to have with teenagers.
Right,
so.
Yeah. there is one line from when we grew up that still applies, and you know I used to say it on the air all the time. Keep your goddamn hands to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. In all the ways.
I got a call, there was an incident at school and someone touched Tucker's, like, parts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, every single part of me, like, fell apart.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on the phone at work and I was like, I'm sorry, what?
You felt the blood in your face.
Like, like, everything. And I was like, how old? Like, my voice was ringing. They were like, it was a peer. It was a tickle fight, like, gone awry. We just want to let you know. Like,
that's why you don't
Tucker,
do that.
Yeah. Listen. And Tucker, you know, he went to and he did the right thing. And then I'm like, I'm so proud of him. Like, he did the right thing. Because I'm like, I'm sure he was like, yo, so-and-so touched my junk.
Yeah.
Like, tell him to stop. And that's exactly, he came home. I'm like, how was school? And he's like, good. Like, anything happened? Nope. Did you get in a tickle fight? Yeah. And he tells me, you know, who they're just talking about. I was like, well, what happened with that? And he goes, oh, that was another kid. He goes, he just kept doing it and he was being annoying. So I told the teacher that he kept doing it. And I was like, okay, perfect.
Good
great,
for you.
Great.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, but this is, as a mom of a boy, I'm like, this is why it's important to keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that was another boy. I'm like, but you don't have tickle fights with other boys, and you're not going to have tickle fights with girls.
Not 2018,
so
you're not.
Yeah, so keep your hands to your goddamn self, or I'll cut them off.
So, like, I won't say what school it is, or the teacher, or any of that stuff. Just know that he no longer works at this school, and the administration took care of it appropriately, and I appreciate them for doing so. So there was, like, a situation that was happening to where, like, he just allowed the students to get way too close, and, like, he was an instigator of it. There was a thing called a cuddle puddle that was happening.
I don't even know.
Listen, when I heard about this, first of all, like, we share some, like, the same parents and stuff. So, like, when one of the parents came to us and asked us about this, we had no idea. So confused. And I don't even know what that is. So he told us what it is. They had massage trains, and, like, they had to, like,
what?
It was just like, it
how
was
old were
the
these
most,
kids?
They're in high school. Ugh. But at the same time, like, you know, it's just, it's not okay. Like, it's not okay at all. Like, I'm not going to sit here. Like, I was choreographing the other day. I turn around and some of my lead dancers are all sitting in a row, like, rubbing each other's shoulders. Listen, I get you guys are friends. Great. But I'm working right now and you're in the way. Stop. Like, I don't care what you do in your time, but in front of me, like, this is inappropriate. And I don't care for this to be a thing because we're supposed to be dancing. No, he, like, encouraged this. He's like, pile on, cuddle puddle. Like, what the fuck is a cuddle puddle?
That
let me hear my child. Like,
do you remember the Mr. Cooper House story I told?
No.
The teacher that was sleeping with one of the students back in my high school, and they found him in the garage.
Wait, with the student?
No.
Oh, thank God.
In the car.
Oh my God.
Like, he often said?
Yeah.
That
was a story.
You're going to go downhill from there.
Last thing. Did you guys see the Bieber picture?
Oh, yeah, eating the burrito. But it wasn't Bieber, right? Or was it?
It was Bieber.
It was Bieber.
He was eating a burrito, But he was eating like a sandwich. He was eating it, he was starting in the middle. He was holding it like this.
See, yeah. These fucking Canadians. Like it was full. As soon as you trust them, they do shit like this. What is happening right now?
Like it was the weirdest part because it was like the folded over part.
Yeah.
Like the lip of the burrito was like the first thing he was taking a bite of, and he was like, "How?"
So it all like fell out. I'm assuming it had to have.
On his like pink sweatshirt or in his long, luscious blonde, dirty locks. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that, but the burrito just sealed the deal.
I think burritos and tacos and stuff, they're totally overrated because when you eat them, they all fall apart.
I don't eat burritos. And my tacos don't fall apart. I'm from San Marcos.
Like a hard taco totally falls apart. Even a soft taco.
Hard tacos are shit. Let's just go there. Hard tacos shouldn't even be rated because they're disgusting.
One bite and you need a fork.
This is true. Did you see there was a meme of Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber with his weird hippie scraggly hair, and it said there can only be one Supreme? I died. I was like, oh, Shawn Mendes is stepping up. Good for you.
Is that because he was dating the girl that Bieber's now like allegedly married to, Hailey Baldwin?
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's probably the connection.
Yeah.
It's like Hailey Baldwin, though, like they got married, and it's like Justin Bieber was like, you know, I'm done. I give up on life. Like, he's like the woman in the situation. Like,
essentially,
screw everything else. I'm not going to cut my hair. I'm not going to shave my beard.
He looks a mess.
He looks.
Good for him.
Is it?
No. Good he looks him. Awful.
Dude, that's a good for you moment.
That boy has been working since he was like 13. If he wants to kick back and not take care of himself for a little while, do it.
Okay, well, do it in your condo with the door shut and the drapes drawn. Like, don't do it in front of everybody else.
People are going to just take
pictures
of him.
I feel like he's on the verge of like a Britney Spears shaving her head moment.
Yes, and I am here for it. Let's go, Justin!
Like, anytime.
I'm not taking that bet anymore because, you know, I just thought about this the other day. I am losing the Lindsay Lohan death pool big time.
She tried to kidnap a kid. I feel like she's still awful.
Yo, but when's her reality show start? Anybody know?
Yeah, about the club?
Yeah, I need that. I need that so bad.
Where is it at? Mykonos?
Somewhere in Greece.
I think so, Mykonos.
I just want to go there. It's a place with all the...
With the hair flipping?
Yeah. I just want to go there.
Ashley and Phil, thanks for hanging out this morning.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Fun at the wedding. You're going to have to get Danny a nap in because he's not doing 2 to 11 and beyond.
He's been texting me. He's up. He wants to go to the gym. So now I'm going to drive my happy ass to the other side of town and pick him up to go to the further gym to come back home to hopefully have enough time to get dressed and make it to the wedding.
You'll have enough time.
I'm just going to get stoned.
Just run around the block a few times.
Tell him to Uber.
No, I'm not going to do that.
All right, we're done.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. 3 unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.